The WIB Wake Up Show. It is short of quarter to six. We're about 20 seconds away, but we just can't wait to start the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, our neuropsychologist friend from Marshfield Clinic, or as some people call him, my smart friend. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, people
I think you might be the only person that calls me that.
No, they talk about that smart guy you have on the radio with you in the morning. Yeah. So.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
My Wordle streak has exceeded 50 now.
Nice.
I know you're over 200, right?
Yeah, I'm at 216, I think.
Okay.
Josh broke his this week, too. There was a day last week, Sunday, I think, when a lot of people missed. Yeah, it was a big loss day for a lot of people. So.
Well, I'm glad I survived that.
Yeah.
Well, I want to chat a little bit about mercy this morning. It seems like that's been in the news a little bit, and so I just want to talk about it. Now, here's my thinking is that... the mercy of God, and then I want to think about how we respond. And something that I have in mind before we even talk about mercy, Ephesians 5:1 says that we're called to be imitators of God. So whatever we see as we talk about God's mercy, we're going to think that it does pretty clear. And I know you and I have talked in this segment before. I mean, you can basically, you know, pull any kind of verse out and try to make your own case. But we want to think holistically. So... fair enough, right? So what we're going to talk about.
Yep.
Okay, so be imitators of God. So I don't know. I'm looking at, there's a lot of verses on mercy, but I'm looking at Ephesians 2:4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy. Now, how do you understand God's mercy?
I think God's mercy is providing or giving things that we haven't earned, that we don't deserve necessarily. It's an outpouring of the goodness of God on people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it when they put the cookies on the lower shelf, you know, make it easier for us. And so for many, many years, I've understood it this way, mercy and grace, right? Mercy not getting what we do deserve. So you're merciful. God was merciful. You didn't get what you did deserve. Grace is when you do get something you don't deserve. So
see, I always heard that the opposite is grace is when you don't get something you deserve, and mercy is when you do get something that you don't deserve.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of thought it like God withheld the punishment, so that was mercy. But then, like, same chapter, Ephesians 2, grace, you're getting, right? You're getting something, so...
Regardless, we can agree they're same... two sides of the same coin, correct?
Okay. I mean, I've never heard it the way that you explained it, but okay. Suffice that to say that, okay, so merciful, withholding, I guess, if we go by my definition. And so then are we called to then show mercy? I mean, Ephesians 5 says, you know, be imitators of God.
Yeah, I think absolutely we're called to show mercy towards others. I think, we see that in the Beatitudes as well, right? Blessed are the merciful. And so whether that is withholding something people deserve or pouring out goodness and grace on others, I think that's something that is part of the heart of the Christian message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of undeniable, inexplicable. Now, would that just be toward Christians or would that be towards potentially unbelievers? Should we kind of sort that out and go, oh, you're an unbelieving heathen, and so I shouldn't show you mercy?
I don't think it's on us to decide, right? I think it's on us to practice those things toward all people.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps even, not even perhaps, definitely towards those with whom we disagree. And that's where I think it becomes really hard. It's easy to be merciful towards those who think and act just like we do. It becomes much more challenging to do so when it's people who may be acting or doing things that we don't agree with.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of the Sermon on the Mount, right? I mean, Jesus talked about how God, the rain comes down on the righteous and the unrighteous. The sun shines on the just and the unjust. And so love your enemy. Don't just love those who love you, but love your enemies. So,
right.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then I guess it gets into no matter what our job is, should we even try to bring that into our job even?
I think so. You know, I think we don't, for me anyway, I don't want to practice these fruits of love, goodness, grace, mercy only in selected places, only in the walls of a church or only when I'm talking with you on Saturday mornings. But, you know, I want to carry that into the week. I want it to be part of my character, of who I am showing up in the world.
I agree. All right, there we go, our conversation on mercy today. So I think we've chewed on some scripture there, and so we're going to kind of leave it for today. Thank you, friend.
Okay, right. Sounds good. Talk to you later.
There we go, our buddy Jason Kansas. All right, let's shake up those names and get the drum roll going here and find out who is the first bundle winner today here on WWIB. This morning it is Mary in Menominee.
Hi, good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall. My favorite place to get pizza from is at Sweet Temptations right there in town. They have the best pizza. And we usually get the meat lover's pizza. No icky pineapple. Oh, that's gross. But we get the meat lovers and the large, and it's just delicious. I highly recommend it to anybody who is passing through Whitehall to stop in and try their food. They're amazing. Have a great day. God bless you. Bye.
Yes, this is Dale from Rice Lake. My favorite pizza is the cheesy bread from Domino's, plus their pizza. Cheesy bread is fantastic. Have a good day.
Good morning. This is Beth from Altamont. We get our pizzas most of the time from Papa Murphy's, and we like a variety. Meat Lovers is good. No pepper or no pineapple, please. And sometimes we go out to Ted's. That's a good place. But a variety of pizza is what we like. So have a good day. God bless you. Goodbye.
My favorite pizza we get at East March in Ladysmith, Wisconsin is chili.
Philly.
Sorry. Philly cheesesteak with white sauce. And we get that at East March. They make them there. It's a real good pizza.
We've been talking pizza throughout the morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. We'd love your feedback. What's your go-to pizza place, your go-to pizza order? Maybe you want to give a shout-out to something that you enjoy. Give someone else an extra idea about what they could order on their pizza. 715-396-1670. Love hearing your feedback. And again, Kristen came in this morning and she said Little Italy. That's the place in Colfax that we were remembering and forgot the name. But also, what else did she say here? She said Lucette Brick Oven Pizzas. Wanted to give them a shout out. Menominee said they have wonderful pizza as well. And the go-to at Little Italy in Colfax, she said the garbage pizza, which is like the everything on it. I remember that one because I think we stopped in there for Wisconsin's biggest tip jar a few years ago.
Yeah, boy, you start thinking about all the different pizza places, Pizza Ranch, and then it's not just the pizza, but the chicken. That's really good, too. Let's see what this caller has to say.
Good morning. This is Beth from Altamont. We get our pizzas most of the time from Papa Murphy's, and we like a variety. Meat Lovers is good. No pepper or no pineapple, please. And sometimes we go out to Ted's. That's a good place. But a variety of pizza is what we like. So have a good day. God bless you.
Papa Murphy's nice, or they make it right in front of you, and then you take it home, right? Bake it?
Mm-hmm. Also, we heard from Jan, and she says, hey, our favorite pizza is stuffed crust, preferably from Pizza Hut. And she says, calorie-wise, go big or go home. Mm-hmm. Stuffed crust is fantastic. Man, I remember when stuffed crust was first coming out, they're like, you got to eat it backward, right? Because the crust is so good. Stuffed crust is amazing. So good call there, Jan.
But think about the folks at Bernatello's for the people who are keto and they want the cauliflower crust is one of the many creations.
That's
that
delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, Costco, we found some gluten-free pizzas that are incredible as well, too. So, man, it's just hard to go wrong with pizza. Mm-hmm. It's great.
I think I've heard you say it's your favorite food. So
oh, dear. Yes.
Very, very good. It's a great option. Absolutely. You can't go wrong with it. I think when it comes to Matzah Mat and all of the varieties there with Bernatello's, I think they have like a Thai pizza on the cauliflower, which is outstanding.
Very good.